That's right, the cuffs.
And this nigger could, he had done this work. He worked for a veterinarian one time. Old John something, I don't know what his last name was, but he's a good old nigger. But he could take them young mules in there and halter them and bring them up there. I mean, these mules that they'd buy, they'd go to Tennessee and buy a lot of mules, and they'd buy mules that had been worked some, but they'd be done running the pasture, yeah, you see. And they, he'd had a iron like a, I think he had electricity going to it, but he either, seemed like he'd heat it though. And he'd take that old mule and have a thing to spring his mouth open and hold him down there. And he'd burn a cup in there.
Uh-huh.
And make it look like he was, wasn't as old as he was.
Mm-hmm.
And that's that old nigga got to his mule's teeth. If he had them all, it's hard for you to tell how old he was. I'm sure of that, because that old nigga was awesome when it comes to falsing up a mule's teeth. And them Jews were pretty good themselves.
I imagine so.
Yeah, old man Sam built that thing there when the Indians just had run the Indians out of all business. Had a barbed wire fence there, that's all he had for the livery stable when he started off there. And brother, they wind up rich folks in all business.
Yeah.
That's what the mule business.
Okay. Now the game you played with the shoes from the horses?
Yeah, horseshoes, you threw horseshoes. We've done that hours and you know, I still see folks throwing horseshoes. We got some manufacturers out there my wife bought. Cause they're buying them for the children, but they're so done heavy, young man can't throw one of them.
Did you ever see sheep in this area?
I never have been around many sheep, cause I seen sheep in this area. So I was used to have a pretty good herd of sheep over yonder on the long way. The nicest pecan grove is over there on the right where you get to the creek. He had a lot of sheep.
Right, the male and the female were.
You had your male and your ewes were your female, and your rams were your males.
Okay. Now, you mentioned hogs. The female that had been spayed was a
geld.
Okay.
And
you ever seen them come up wild here?
I have seen wild hogs over in West Darby, not on this side of the river. I don't know why, but it's been some wild hogs in West Darby ever since the time started, I think. But we never had any wild hogs over here.
When you got them mad, they'd
bristle up, you mean, on it. Well, old sound. Old, that old type hog, old Piney Woods Rooter, we used to call them. Nose about that long, they'd bristle up at you or bristle up at another hog right quick. But hogs don't do that. These hogs has been bred up.
They had those big old high teeth, didn't they?
Well, your male hog had tusk. I've seen tusk out of them wild hogs that was raised wild. That would be, I guess, it'd be that long. They'd be curled out, come out and turn around, you know.
Yeah.
But most of you males now.
Hey,
there's
your
brother. Hi, gal.
Hello, how you doing?
But anyhow, he got a big patch that runs all the way down that river from just as you get out of Albany, clean on down yonder about 5 or 6 or 7 miles. And the dogs killed his calves so bad over there till they built some traps, some pen traps for him. It was somebody had a patent on this thing, and they got some of them from it and built some more similar to it. But I never did go see him. But Mark Hall and him and Bob was talking about it one day. Bob Jones and married Miss Story's adopted daughter, and Bob was Miss Story's nephew. And he said they'd go out there every morning when he first built these things, take the shotgun out there and kill the dogs out.